With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Downtown Los Angeles declared an unlawful assembly area by police after a weekend of violence, rioting that followed a series of raids by ICE enforcing federal immigration law. Police and National Guardsmen were pelted with rocks, bottles, and other objects. Cars burned. Major thoroughfares blocked amid a looting spree. The turmoil prompted President Trump to deploy the National Guard.
In response to the unrest in California, the president said the deployment was necessary, and he's prepared to send in more troops.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
California's governor called the National Guard deployment unlawful. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wrote online that active duty Marines were on high alert. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's budget and spending priorities taking center stage this week on Capitol Hill.
As Senate committees continue to release their proposals for the House-passed reconciliation package this week, the House plans to vote on President Donald Trump's proposals to rescind foreign aid and other spending, including for public broadcasting. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said in a statement, quote, "The rescission's request sent to Congress by the Trump administration takes the federal government in a new direction where we actually cut waste, fraud, and abuse and hold agencies accountable to the American people." The House also takes up bills this week targeting local operations in Washington, D.C. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Coast Guard search getting underway after a plane carrying six people crashed in the Pacific off San Diego. On Wall Street, stocks, well, pretty much unchanged. The Dow is down about 100 points, while the NASDAQ trading 100 points higher, and the S&P better by 6 points. This is SRN News. Divorce is bad for kids.
A new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research reveals what we've all known for some time. When mom and dad split up, it's not great for the children. The report indicates that youngsters whose parents divorce face long-term problems, including lower income, increased mortality risk, and a higher likelihood of teenage pregnancy. About one-third of kids in America will see their moms and dads divorce before they reach adulthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo is already grappling with the long-running priest sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. He has met with members of the Vatican's Child Protection Advisory Commission for the first time. This comes amid questions about his past handling of abuse cases and demands from victims that he enact a true zero-tolerance policy across the church. The Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors is made up of religious and lay experts in child protection, as well as survivors of clergy abuse. This is SRN News. A court victory for President Trump in his effort to fire three board members at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
A federal judge has refused to grant a preliminary injunction against the administration's removal of Laura Ross, Diane Kaplan, and Thomas Rothman. Their firing is tied to President Trump's effort to defund the CPB for what critics say has been its use of tax dollars to harm conservatives and promote Democrats. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss said the plaintiffs failed to provide convincing proof that the firings were unlawful or that they would suffer irreparable harm, both necessary criteria for preliminary injunctions. Bob Agnew reporting.
China says exports to the U.S. fell 35% last month from a year ago, straining the Chinese economy as trade talks with Washington get underway in London. Customs data out today shows that total exports rose 4.8% in May from a year earlier. It's much lower than economists were expecting. SRNNews.com.